Alrighty, good morning, everybody, and happy Valentine's Day.
All right.
Yeah, it is. It's Valentine's Day today. Isn't that great? Say three single people.
very happy.
Any excuse to make people want to do more with each other, great.
Yeah, I agree. But I kind of thought about this, when was it? Probably last week sometime, because these thoughts don't occur to me often. You know, usually, sometimes I sit and think, and sometimes I just sit. But I thought suddenly, how long have I been single for? It's probably about 5 or 6 years now.
Sure, that's a long time.
That's like pre-COVID, right?
That's the era.
That's bad. Sure. And I've become, you know this, if you watch or listen to the show, I've become way more cranky and weird and eccentric. And
well, your ability to match with someone has diminished somewhat.
Definitely. And I don't even consider that an insult.
No, I wasn't giving you this one either.
No, I find myself kind of intolerant of company in general.
Okay.
But then I can obviously handle the company I choose.
Yes.
I like, for example, being here on the show with you guys. I enjoy the people we work with. I enjoy the friends that I've had for, you know, 20-something years. And then there is still space. I still do meet new people. I mean, I do force myself to do things, but I use the word force because if I were left to my own devices, I'd be kind of happy to just, you know, live in a log cabin in the woods. It is Valentine's Day, though, and we're not going to focus on any of that boring shit. What we are going to have to talk about, I'm sorry to start on this note, Ben and Simpiwe, but there were things being posted yesterday on the internet that have me very worried about the future of humanity.
Oh, no.
Because being single is one thing, but people were buying in America Valentine's cards to give themselves from their pets. All right, so
I love my two cats. That was hard to hear.
It was bad, right? Like, I just think, like, really, we should keep like a mercy weapon under the counter. And like, if you go to a shop that sells that kind of, first of all, no shop should. But if you go to a shop, it's a sure sign of you hit rock bottom, you're on your way out. They should just do the merciful thing. Pull out the super premium taser. Like the one that just, it just feels like a, oh, and then you, because if anyone is buying a card for themselves from their pet, I don't know what to tell you. It's tickets. And then if you think that's bad, because people are so lonely and pathetic, and that's what it is. I mean, I know that there are lots of people who love their pets. I love my pet too. You know, there isn't a day that goes by that I'm not just like really happy to see this little dog. But fucking hell, she can't give me a card. She's not a human.
No,
you've got to draw the line, right?
No thumbs, no independent thoughts.
Opposable. She can't write.
Yeah.
Can't make a card. It's just not a possibility. Here's the other one. Think that's bad? To my work wife or work husband.
I've always hated that.
Straight up cheating.
It is.
That's
right.
So weird.
That's what it is. If you have a husband or a wife or a boyfriend or a girlfriend and they talk about their work husband or work wife, especially if you're the girlfriend who's been waiting for a proposal for like 2 or 3 years, and he comes home and goes, oh, my work wife, that must burn.
He's really busting my balls right now.
That work wife of mine is something
she's
else.
She's been on me the whole day.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah, we've spoken about this a lot of times, like make words important. The word wife and husband, you can't make it all just bandy it about.
You can't be trivial about it.
Don't be trivial with it. No.
No, but in some cases it works. I would say that term only works if you're single, right? Because there's colleagues that like get very close and they talk and whatnot, and then people end up saying, oh, like, you know, they're each other's work wives or husbands.
It insinuates more than what they have.
But I'm just saying it's fine if you're single. You can't be using that term if you are dating or if you are married. Like, I'm not comfortable with hearing my potential boo thing telling me that there's another woman that's entertaining him.
Yeah.
What do you mean? No.
Okay, but now this whole thing
says, stop everything. Common sense says Simpiwe looks stunning.
Thank you, darling.
Stunning.
Thank you.
And Bitcoin Boy says, lol, just in. Oh, IOL just in. Gareth said you can't love your pets. Oh, yeah, they'll find something. I mean, everything I say turns into a headline these days. But it's great. It obviously means I'm more important than we thought we were. You know? I'm even using the third person pronoun.
Which is good. You must use that. But work wife and husband. So now the whole thing about work wife and husband, okay, then it becomes this common little joke. But then pour 10 tequilas on that at the office party at the end of year.
Exactly.
And you already laid the seed, right? Mm-hmm.
Then it gets ugly very quickly.
And there shouldn't be seeds around workplaces. But now, if that applies, Gareth, I mean, who's work wifing or husband here? Like, who's James the work husband to?
Well, we're going to give James dating advice later on, aren't we?
James is actually cleaning up his act of later.
Oh, really? I see he's dressing very smartly.
It looks like his hair is at a length of, I don't know. Maybe
he's trying to impress someone.
No, it's good. I'm all for it. Have you seen how clean his car is?
I know. That's
he's
also
definitely
impressive.
Trying to impress
and that's
someone.
Not just because it rains here.
That's right.
Who's the girl?
So I don't know what's happened. I mean, I know your parents occasionally watch here what's going on, James, but they can be very proud. Finally. I mean, you've tidied yourself up. You've tidied up your car. You've tidied up your act. This could be your year. Yeah, no, it's taken you. You're 28, you're 28 years old.
You turned 28 this week.
You turned?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was your birthday.
Yeah, was I meant to bring you
a
shot.
Was well, I meant to I mean, bring you a present?
Well, you're late now.
Well, James.
All right, well, I'm so great. And what a nice person.
James didn't even
bring. Oh, it was your birthday on Tuesday.
He didn't even bring cake, though. So.
Yeah. We've got to. You know what we must
Whatever Marv does with you is your own business, James.
We must reinstitute the cake on your birthday thing.
When did it go away?
Well, because there are. I mean, we're not that many. How many people are we at the moment? 15?
Guys, I don't agree with this already.
You don't?
No, I don't. If it's your birthday, somebody else must buy you a birthday cake.
Ah, good point.
Yeah, okay, but we know that's not going to happen. So you've got to be the change you want to be in this world.
You two are nagging like a work wife and work husband. But don't you think
I'm a work
that
uncle.
It is a work uncle's not a good idea. Imagine being a work uncle.
Oh, there's Benny's. He's the work uncle.
Oh, this is Marv. He's my work uncle.
Marv's a work uncle.
And then he comes into the picture like this.
Jeez. That is so creepy.
Marv is such a work uncle.
Creepy.
I was just joking, but he's the thing. He's the real thing.
But people are so lonely, right?
Yes.
That they want desperately to join in on things like Valentine's Day.
Yes.
But it's not for everybody. Like the whole idea of Valentine's Day, if it means anything, and I don't mean to go back. Oh, I don't care who Saint Valentine was. I mean, this is in the early hundreds AD. It's a long time ago. Whatever Saint Valentine did in the real world, if he was a real person.
He was a bad archer, right?
I don't know. I only know St. Patrick was the one who chased the snakes out of Ireland, and you still don't find snakes in Ireland today. There are a few places in South Africa and maybe even a few businesses in South Africa. He should come back to chase some fucking snakes out. But people are lonely, right? Mm-hmm. And Valentine's Day is for, it's for couples. It's for people who are newly in love. It's not for people who've been together for 10 plus years, because by then...
Bullshit.
No, it isn't.
See, I'm going hard here.
Okay, bullshit. Hang on. But then, well, you can argue in a second. Let me make my point.
Okay.
After 10 years, you should have settled into like a comfort zone, because that's what you're meant to be doing after 10 years. You're not surprising each other. In fact, if you surprise each other after 10 years, if you bring the element of like crazy and unpredictable into a relationship after 20 years, you're asking for trouble.
No.
That's the only way you can keep it going. Otherwise, you're asking for a breakup.
No, stability is key. After 10 years, after 10 years, you
Charles
can't.
And Camilla, maybe.
No, after 10 years, here. You count yourself lucky that anyone on earth has wanted to spend that much time with you, and you maybe with them.
Good. No.
And you keep things as stable as possible. Introduce
but
very
stable
few.
Doesn't mean boring.
Yes, I agree.
I think it kind of does.
No, it doesn't. No, it you doesn't. Can still buy me flowers.
Have you ever been in a stable? It's fucking boring.
It is.
I don't know how the horses
the
and the sheep. Saying, I don't know how all these animals just look at the wall in the stable. There's fuck all to
Gareth,
do.
Gareth, all he's saying is that if I've been with someone for 10 years, they can still buy me roses on the 14th of Feb.
Surprise! I got a bastard child. You don't want to hear that.
Well, I don't want that, but I still
that's more
want
crazy than
you surprise, can buy me a car.
Surprise anal, says Neil.
See, there we go. Neil's in the spirit of it. Why can't you be more like
all
Neil?
I'm saying, you can still keep it spicy. A car, you know, we can go on vacation.
Yes.
Oh, it's a thing you want him to spend money.
I mean, I could also spend money on you, buy you socks, buy you a cup.
Thanks. That's great. Speaking of cups, so we got Michaela here in the office who's, you know, she's been on your show once or twice, yeah. Ben, but otherwise keeps a low profile.
Every Thursday on the bounce, best sports show around.
Absolutely. And you did basketball this week,
well,
which was terrific.
Heavy basketball, yeah.
Okay, so we'll get to that. But Michaela has a mug in the office, and I teased her about her first mug. James, go and fetch that shit one with a Mickey Mouse on it or whatever.
She's so proud of that mug.
She loves
it.
Yeah,
she really is.
I mean, she hasn't thrown it up, but then she brought a very disturbing mug.
Yeah,
to the office.
Yeah,
to,
then yeah,
we need to talk about this mug.
And she told me about what.
So we'll get back
mean.
To Valentine's Day.
But I think
Day,
we must also like. No, it's a deeper issue. Maybe we should be like serious adults and just like.
Intervention.
You know? Yes.
Are you thinking there's an intervention
guys,
on
guys, that? Cliff, you can't have this clangor like Valentine's Day is only for couples.
I'll complete my thought in a minute. We need to get this mug thing out of the way.
Well,
you know. The nice thing about this show, Ben, we can do whatever the hell we want.
Yes,
we
I know.
We go back to Valentine's Day.
I will
second.
Hold you accountable.
We don't have well, we don't have the.
He's like single. He doesn't want that.
We don't have the program director behind the scenes going. Get back to the thing about the Valentine's.
Get to the news and traffic. People are trying to start
people,
their
days. People want the news and they want a time check. They want you to tell them what time it is.
Yes.
They still do that on radio. I haven't listened for such a long time.
Don't know.
James, why is it taking you so long? Oh, it's dirty. Okay, now I've got that. So this is a terrible Mickey Mouse. So someone painted it themselves and
apparently
it says mood.
She painted it.
She painted it. All right.
Well, then, very well
horrific.
Done.
No, it's horrific. Mm. But then.
Which is, I think, is a cool cup.
I can't paint Mickey
in
Mouse.
In general.
Again.
Okay, so then she
we went from that.
She brought this one.
To this.
Which has got this screaming person tearing its hair out on the one side.
And doing a good job so far by the looks of it.
A crying person.
That's a penis. Yep.
Okay.
It's a penis, but it's also a crying person with tears welling up in their eyes.
It's a sad penis.
In this one, there's like a mom putting her hands on her head. I assume it's a mom, also a penis. But the child is holding up a knife.
Yes.
Looking quite aggressive. And then on this one, there's just a noose and a little sad person.
Is there anything inside?
Yes. 7987, which is the prison number that you'll end up with if you end up. Yeah. And underneath it says, I'm okay. Which
I don't think so. No. I think you're crying for help.
Plus, it's a square mug, which you should always be. You know, I know that a lot of people like these square plates that they have on their dining room table when they eat there. They have square cutlery, square crockery. It's weird. Yeah.
Yep. Weird.
This is a very disturbing mug.
If you're Michaela's work husband, you buy her a nice mug today with like hearts and flowers.
I don't know if she has one of those. Does Michaela have a work husband?
No,
she's in a relationship.
She's in a relationship.
So she's also like super mean as well, hey?
So what? That like, works for her.
I'm not saying,
she's
I'm
in
not,
a relationship.
I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just telling Clit that she won't have a work husband because
she's called me Clit. What the fuck did you just call me?
No such thing. I said no such thing.
All right, so let's just talk about Valentine's Day for a second. I think it's fucking stupid. I've never participated. But that's probably why I'm alone. And I don't think that people want surprises after 10 years. Valentine's Day is for people under 10 years together, still getting to know each other, surprise each other, come out of the woodwork with some kind of bouquet of flowers or box of chocolates or a surprise vacation, as Simpiwa said. That's cool if you, you know, not under 10 years. But after that, you got to quieten the fuck down. You don't agree?
No.
I don't agree at all. I think people that are in relationships for over 10 years, this is why you should be partaking in Valentine's Day, because you've probably forgotten when your anniversary is. You've gotten used to this person that's next to you. They're probably complaining all the time about their legs, their back, something. This is the one day where you can buy them flowers and you can bring back that spark and do like, you know, the thing that like attracted you to that person.
All right, that sounds very romantic.
So what I'll add to that is that life a lot of the time is very boring, okay? It's hard because people don't know how to make all those sort of sparks and all those kind of things, right?
Yeah, that's why they're ordinary, boring
people. Yes, but that's most people, and that's how life actually programs you into this, because it's all about paycheck to paycheck, all this kind of shit. Valentine's Day is one of those days that gives absolutely everybody something. So, for example, in the office today, something went out.
One of your cats is going to give you a card. Is that what you're building up to?
No, we've already gone past that. But like today in the office, for example, right? You wear black if you're single, white if it's complicated, or red if you're taken.
Oh, shit, I didn't see that.
Okay, yeah, because you don't care. But now that's a conversation starter. For people.
Was that on that horrible Slack thing?
Yes.
That I meant to use?
Yes.
Okay.
Why don't you use Slack?
I meant to, and occasionally I remember to, but mostly.
Imagine, and you, my boss,
I know. Very bad. Very bad.
So here's an example. So Valentine's Day, right? Now, some people don't know how to talk to each other in any workplace.
So hang
right?
on, what are you meant to wear? Black if you're single.
Yeah.
White if you're taken. Office.
Funeral.
So basically, you two are going to a funeral. I'm so glad I didn't wear black today. I can confuse them. What are the other colors?
White if it's complicated, as in you're a hoe or you don't like your partner. Yeah, I made that up, but or red if you're taken. Okay.
Oh, red if you're taken.
So now today in the office, there'll be endless like conversation starters that people can have.
Oh, that's nice.
And that's fun in that respect. Or if you just are curmudgeonly like you and you really, or on top of that, I won't put them together, have no hope. You could be angry today because you hate Valentine's and angry people like to be angry. And you give someone a new chance to be angry. It's like, oh, it's the best thing for them. Or if you really are like no idea what to do with a new romance, which is a bad sign, then you can say, all right, I'm going to make a plan, because then that person loves to be involved in like this Valentine's Day thing, because then she can tell her friends, oh, he did this or he did that.
Do you think there's something in it for everybody?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
But, except your pets. Your pets don't have Valentine's?
No, I don't think so.
They have another day where you treat them with all respect.
Well, how
and
about
love?
They're just grateful that you feed them?
Is that?
That you give them shelter? That they're not in the wild. How about that?
And that's their day to day as well. Yeah.
I thought about how spoilt some people's pets are, and then I think about how people treat each other. I'm like, those animals have no idea how lucky they are.
Sure.
And think about it. Have you ever heard a dog or a cat sigh? It's quite a thing. They go,
I have.
You think, what do you got to fucking sigh about? Don't work.
Everything's provided.
Everything's provided. You get loads and loads of love. Everybody thinks you're so cute. What are you fucking moaning about?
He's just like,
they go.
Dog sigh. Cat. I've only seen one cat sigh. My cat Luna.
Cat's just attached for no reason.
She sometimes just sighs because she hates cats.
Oh, she hates her own kind.
She only likes me, and she
hates her own kind. She's a self-loathing cat.
No, she just hates cats. Okay. She just it's like over them. So she just goes.
All right. Well, Valentine's Day has lost its charm, according to Aussie Born and Bred 19. Says
why? How? It is what you make of
people
it.
People are completely out of touch these days. It's lost its meaning big time. Money can't buy love. Romance, in my opinion, lol.
No, guys, let's talk about this, because romance is money. You need money to.
Oh, that's a hell of a thing. Romance is money.
Well, we knew it she is, was going to open with that.
Because the thing is, right, for you to buy even a bouquet of roses, which are freaking expensive,
especially
you
today.
Need money. Oh. You're going to buy her chocolate. Chocolate is how much? Even if it's a PS, 15 rand. Chelete. Guys, it's money. For you to be romantic, we don't do cards anymore. People are not writing anymore. So let's be honest with ourselves. Romance is money. That like, and the more romantic
life
you are,
is money.
The bigger you can be. Like, you can go, let's go to Cape Town for the weekend. But,
okay, I agree with you in respect to the fact that effort means love often, right? So if you're prepared to make an effort for somebody, money is just there to show you made an effort, because you don't earn money by standing around, right?
True.
So people are paying you to do something. You're prepared to exchange the effort you put in working to the effort you're going to put into this person. In that way, it is kind of romantic. I mean, I'm making it a financial and commercial decision, but it is actually quite, because you're saying, I'm prepared to put labor and dedication and time into you, transfer it from where I worked in cash form into this gift I've got you.
Only if the gift is thoughtful, then I would agree with that. Because it's so easy to just buy something. That's right. What I'm saying.
Sure,
that, like,
sure.
You can walk into the store and buy roses and She's happy. And mostly, and there's no thought.
And mostly a guy does that when he's guilty.
Well, no, hang on a second. Don't go with this no thought thing. No guy in the fucking world wants to go and buy flowers. It's the stupidest thing in our brains.
It is. Yeah.
But we know how important it is. So don't go with this no thought thing. For a guy to drive somewhere.
Don't like roses. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's easy to buy something because it's been marketed as, oh, roses are romantic. Roses equal love. That's what I'm saying, right? So you don't have to think about it.
Don't downplay. It's not easy for guys to go do this. There's many other things guys want to spend money on and do with their time. Trust me, that no one wants to buy flowers, but guys do it. And that's great. And that should be seen as this amazing symbol. Okay. But you know, the whole thing with this Valentine's Day is fine, but people always go for easy targets. I think people just give less of a shit about other people because there's less stimulus. Because online gives us this false expectation of what dating or sex or love is and all these kind of things. And you look around your life and you go, fuck, I don't want to make a huge effort for anyone.
Are you saying, because there are two kinds of things that give me a weird, queasy feeling. The first one is when you see these couples who are trying really hard to show everybody else how in love they are, you know, and that happens a lot on social media with more than couples.
Never,
it happens
every good look.
People trying to show off their life, their holidays, their money, their whatever. You know, it's a big look at me, look at me, look at me. That puts me off, and I don't think any of those relationships are bound to be successful. Because if you're living and you're loving for some other nameless people you don't even know, it's going to end in tears. And then there's the other group of people who are like showing you how miserable they are because they're not in love.
Well, those perpetual victims, they just use
fantasy. Yeah. They like cry on camera. And you know the ones.
Life's so hard.
I broke up with my boyfriend.
All men are trash.
So mean. And, you know? Those ones. So those people.
Isn't the new term not my narcissist boyfriend?
Oh, yeah. Well, the term narcissist is being used everywhere. It seems to me that every girl on planet Earth has only ever dated narcissists if she's not still with them.
Yeah, there's a fine line between narcissism and confidence, and unfortunately, well, it's actually not a fine line.
I heard an interesting thing yesterday about these personality types, and this might help you to find a better girlfriend or boyfriend.
Yes.
But I heard that bullies at school, they don't go on to like kill themselves or end up in jail. Mm-hmm. They go on to be really powerful and successful.
Cool. Because they've been expressing themselves from early.
Yeah. Because basically unleashing power on those below you on the food chain is what humans have done since time immemorial.
It's very healthy to show what you want in life.
And make other people do what you
want. And women will flock towards them.
Well, anyway, I mean, I don't know whether the whole thing that Simpy was bringing up, that narcissism is now an excuse for a whole lot of really sad people to blame their exes for everything, because that's what they're doing. Mm. I mean, to truly be a narcissist, and I mentioned this story to someone a while ago. I think we spoke about it even on the show. Narcissist was this boy who was the most beautiful man that ever lived, right? Mm-hmm. And the goddess of love, Aphrodite, fell in love with him because he was so beautiful and told the mother, for God's sake, don't ever let him look into a mirror. So she took all the mirrors down, banished them. They moved out into the country where there's no chance this kid is going to see the mirrors, because the goddess had warned the mother, you know, she'll die. He'll die if he sees a mirror. Anyway, one day inevitably, and I'm shortening the story and getting to the end of it, it's a much more beautiful story than this. He eventually is chasing something and goes to the stream and looks into the stream and sees his own reflection. And then trying to kiss his own reflection because he's in love with it, because he's so beautiful, he falls into the river and dies and drowns.
So not
the idea of Narcissus, that was the character from mythology's name. Narcissism is a pathological personality characteristic where you are self-absorbed and you're in love with yourself and you're fucking boring and you become bad for other people. So pathological means that somewhere you start acting out in a way that's going to hurt other people and cause damage and trouble and negative consequences for you and whoever else is around you. So you've got to be very specific. If you're going to make narcissism mean anything, it can't be the guy who said, I don't want to be with you anymore, babe. He's not a narcissist. Yeah, he's like, really not.
You can't hold your booze. Your hygiene's terrible. I could do better. Oh, you're a narcissist.
Just give me those again.
You can't handle your booze. Your hygiene's terrible. I can do better than you. oh, you're a narcissist then.
Yeah, but usually. And I'm telling you, a lot of people, and it's mostly girls saying this about guys.
Yes.
Yeah, but
oh, he's such a narcissist. Don't you think it's also, I stayed with him for 23 years.
Yeah. Like, what? I'm finally free.
You only figured out after 23 years that he was a narcissist.
Wasn't that bad, right?
That didn't come up in year one. You're not looking carefully enough.
But people just get excited about words. It's like anxiety. If anxiety was called frublulum, people wouldn't be anxious because it's a cool word to say. It's like, oh, sorry, it's just my anxiety's through the roof. And it's like narcissism is a really cool way of like sounding bitchy but also smart.
Oh,
if it was
for the effect that it has on
us. It's a less nice sounding word, less interesting.
I'll give you some words this morning. Here's a nice one. Lambent. Ooh. If someone is lambent today for Valentine's Day, that means they're glowing and they're looking great. Mm. So you're lambent today. Okay, nice one. Yeah. L-A-M-B-E-N-T. Another one, turpitude. Do you like turpitude?
So I feel like something that could steal a wood.
No, so you are filled with moral turpitude, means you're basically a depraved, evil person.
Ah. Wouldn't so
that's not necessarily for Valentine's Day. You might want to save that for, I don't know, Monday.
Mm.
You know the problem with you is she's full of moral turpitude.
Wait for Monday. Mm.
Ken, you got a lot of turpitude going on there in your head, Ken. I'm just going to have a drink from my mug here and just think about all the narcissists I'm working with.
I reckon we could sell Michaela's mug for a lot of money.
I reckon we probably could. I mean, it's actually quite, it's an attractive color.
It's very striking, and there's so many psychological demons being expressed.
Big time.
There.
Big time. I don't know which one is anxiety.
No, they're all just...
All right, but we've jumped around a lot.
Yeah.
So you're doing anything for Valentine's Day, you two singles?
No, I would like to, but no, I just, nothing has availed itself and I'm not against it. Just...
Well, you want a girl to just walk up to the front door of your apartment and go, oi, hey. Ben.
Yeah, probably like 7:30. I think that's pretty a good time.
Are you going to cook? Will there be wine?
Sure, I do all that stuff. I've never been more single or detached from anything like that in my entire life.
And what do you mean by that?
I'm not like upset about it. It's just I'm so detached from... Like, I don't have a single person in my DM right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on no dead. No, this is no sad moment. I'm just literally reflecting where I am.
Play the violin music.
I'm very okay right now in my life. But yeah, I'm just like so far away from it. And I've never, not that I'm, as I said, I'm not worried. It's just like to take stock on this. It's an interesting one like that.
You, Sims?
Got
a secret liaison lined up for the evening?
No.
No. No. So I flex. So, you got some bonus somewhere that you. Busy lining up?
Flex is handing out bonuses.
No. James? You're going to clean your roof.
What does that mean?
Is that a euphemism for something more revolting? Oh, okay.
Ooh. Yeah, look at you.
Speaking of which, they invited me to some radio station yesterday because it was World Radio Day.
Oh, wow.
To come and talk. No, of course I said no. I said I had to wash my dog. I mean, I didn't. But anything. Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to pitch up for something stupid like World Radio Day. So I understand James saying he's got to fix his roof or something. All right, listen. If you are the kind of person who has a romantic leaning, mm-hmm. then I think you should do something. I think you should make your move today. That's a good excuse to use Valentine's Day.
So exactly. So like I said, there's something for everyone today.
So don't let us poison you.
You. Don't you lump us into this.
I'm not, we've been very,
I will not,
very romance.
Excuse me. I'm the one who's just suggested that anybody who's going to shoot their shot should do it today.
So you said like 20 minutes ago.
We've been pro-romance this entire time.
I haven't.
Yeah, no. You're like, after 10 years, just stop it.
Just stop it. I don't love my
parents. You're talking about washed up old bored couples. Who couldn't give a shit about each other anymore, and you're
trying
everyone to
convince.
You
won't even dig your. Won't even today dig your, is for everyone.
Yes, you won't even give your dog a card.
But continue. You were saying.
So, as I was saying, today's the day to shoot your shot. Don't let these negative people over here put you off just because they want to end up lonely and sad and smelling of wee. Okay.
You are the closest one to smelling of wee in here.
Really? Yes. Oh, am I?
Can't you see the glow from the side of the room, Karen?
Can't you see the lambent atmosphere lambent coming from you? Okay, so basically out of all of us, including both of the producers, there's not a single person with any plans for romance.
Sign of the times rather than the personalities.
You think it's a sign of the times? Is it because of these fucking things? Is that what is it because of these?
Absolutely.
Oh, what are you gonna do?
The girl I'm looking for in life doesn't exist. I don't think. That's not negative. It's just my expectation.
Mine does. She just speaks Norwegian, and it's a bit of a problem.
My expectation is so through the roof. Like, no.
Okay, so on what? And this is by no means like an interview of Ben, because I think people know enough about you.
Tell us what you're looking for.
Yeah, what are you looking for? Like, what are these impossible to live up to qualities?
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you got to start with age, because this is the tough one.
How old
right?
are you now?
I'm 43.
Okay, so you want to go youngest? Probably you could handle is 25.
Okay, it's a bit too young. So, as a 43-year-old,
how old do you think the perfect girl is for you right now?
As a 43-year-old single male, everything I'm about to say right now is going to make me an absolute prick.
Okay,
This is
turpitude. Okay.
Yeah,
let's go
completely. Yeah, I just think because of where I am now, I don't want like just another version of what I've had or where I've been in life. I want something new and fresh, because that's all. It's exciting for anybody.
And but what is new and fresh?
Well, not haggard with her tits down.
Yes, exactly. So
that's what he means.
So a lot of what I'm going to say right now, don't shoot the messenger, because it's not just me. Okay. It is everyone.
And I just want to add this proviso for any girls who are listening. We're not talking about you. Like when we ask general questions like this, unfortunately, what always happens, even to the smart people who listen to this show, no disrespect meant to anybody, but it's usually a girl, goes, I'm not like that. We're not.
But you are.
No, we're not talking about you. Try to imagine this is a general thing. Okay. Mm. These are Ben's list of things. They might be nonsense. It definitely doesn't apply to you. If you think it applies to you, you're going about it wrong. So let's go.
Let's go.
So yes, I think age is key, because you want someone with life enthusiasm, so not too jaded. 25 is a bit young.
Okay.
30? So
27 to 31.
Oh, that's very small window.
Yeah.
So what happens past 31 that you don't like?
Narcissism.
Oh, yeah.
No, I just genuinely think if I'm looking back at certain experiences in life and things you can do at 31, you still like there's still things you've done. You haven't maybe traveled so extensively. There's things that could be exciting, right? You meet someone who's like your age, they're probably like they've done so much shit, and you want first.
What about you?
I know, but I'm where I am. I can't change. I'm trying to get an outside entity here that can be anywhere across the board. You want someone.
By the way, Simpiwe, there's a thing that just happened now that needs to be discussed a little bit, is that when men have done something before and they've enjoyed it, they're happy to do it again.
Yes, correct. Okay. So I'm going
if
with
they
this.
Can show someone else
yes.
how it goes.
Okay.
Yes. So I could be the most accomplished person in the whole world. That's not on this table right now. Okay. I'm not. It's much fun.
No.
But you want someone who's got a bit of innocence or naivety towards subject. I'm not innocent as in like she's malleable and stupid. I'm saying she's innocent or new to something can still wow her for the first time. If you don't have that,
you into golf and you meet somebody
doesn't have to play golf.
No, but I'm making an example so correct. I can follow you.
Because I want a relationship, because my life's fucking awesome. I really worked this out a long time ago. But you want a relationship to be exciting, like there's wow moments. Okay. If she has done everything you've done, you are going to struggle for wow moments at any stage after 2 weeks. The thing about surprise anal earlier, you know, early that's going to come into the mix. That's going to be like out of nowhere. It's like it's a bit early, but there's nothing else for us to do because we've both been to Rome or we've both done this or we've both done that. So I think 27 to 31 is a good age.
Okay.
Has to work out, because that's a self-respect thing, right?
Okay.
You get people who don't work out or don't treat themselves right, they're never going to treat you right. It's a simple kind of thing. So they have to love themselves in that respect. Otherwise, you're never going to get it from their side either.
Mm-hmm.
Must love animals.
Okay.
Ah,
that is any also animals in particular key. Or just in general?
Ideally cats, because a lot of time, women who have dogs, they have these shitty little lap dogs. They sleep on their bed. They piss in parts of the house. We've all been there. Don't look at me like that.
No. I'm thinking back.
And small dogs that get jerseys put on them.
Oh, no.
Red flags. No. Horrible red flags.
Okay.
Because that dog is going to be
small dogs that have jerseys.
That dog is going to be licking your leg out of nowhere one time. You're going to make sex with her at night. That dog's going to get in the mix because that dog's got no boundaries. Okay. Again, don't shoot the messenger, guys. This is a correlation.
It's true. Anything else? You've listed
yes, okay.
three things.
So I'm not going to have a lot because I'm not a prick.
Okay.
But mustn't have a kid.
Okay.
It's as simple as that. So that's the 27-31 thing, because no guy ever goes, you know what? Like, I feel really good about myself right now. My job's good. I'm in good shape. I'm happy. I really want to find a woman with a child. No one's ever said that. Women with children, there's nothing wrong with them. Mm-hmm. But if you want a wow relationship with new things and exciting things at this age, clean a slate.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's also for guys. It's, there's a huge amount of ego in that too. No, I think there's a lot of ego in it for guys too. Because the guy, if it's his child, it's different.
Yes,
that's a male.
We have to acknowledge primal things within us that make attraction and compatibility. So when guys go, oh yeah, no, she's got like two kids, and like, you know, I've met the ex, and he's okay. No, that's not your plan A.
Plus, I mean, again, not to lay it on thick to, you know, moms who are doing their absolute best, but a lot of these moms,
no respect for them. Yeah.
No, but some of these moms, when they get to like, you know, 45, hectic, and the kids are like locked into the house at home, but she wants to go and puzza with her friends, that's not so great.
Yeah, you're bouncing around like all kinds
of guy's going to go, yeah, that 45-year-old single mom of three, I'm sure she's got one who's still a baby, but she's out here puzzing at the local tavern. Yeah. You know, like I'm not so sure.
I mean, as I say, when I started this little go, it's like, I'm only going to come across sounding like a prick, but no guy wants that. It's just like, no woman wants to go, yeah, you know, like he's divorced, he's got a couple of kids, and he still talks to the ex. Nobody wants that.
The typical thing that women are kind of honest about once they feel safe enough to say so is that they'll look at their boyfriend, husband, or they'll meet guys and they'll go, they're all fat.
Oh, yes.
You know, and they don't want to, no girl wants to deal with like a beer boop.
No.
You know?
No, exactly. Girl. So I think those are fundamentals for me, right, where I'm in my life that constitute a relationship.
So you're fucked.
And
I said to him, good luck.
Completely. And,
so you're fucked, Ben.
But I'm going to fight for this for forever until no one will look at me.
Common sense said, considered a blow up doll.
Doesn't work out. See,
Paul Drake says Ben needs a granny who could teach him a few new tricks.
Not 27 to 31. Sorry, but no granny's got new tricks.
That window is so specific.
A granny's got enthusiasm and, like, you know, charm, but no.
Ben, age is not the issue, says Lee. It's the maturity level of the woman, her lust for life, enthusiasm, and positivity. You'll meet girls that are much younger but acting old as fuck.
So, look, the thing about age for me, that's the one that can, that's the least important as far as there can be exceptions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But generally, if you look at people in that stage of their life.
That's good advice. Bitcoin Butt says, go and hang out at the Grand. You'll meet her. She'll charge you, but you'll meet her.
No, and that's another thing. Don't pay for it.
In fact, I think,
let's be fair,
27 is a bit old for the Grand. Yeah, but I think by then they give you a gold watch and send you on your way. Right?
Yeah. So
well, a gold-plated watch.
So guys, off the top of my head, I think that when you go out into the world, you seek certain things, right? It's like when you go buy a car.
Hmm.
You don't go out there with big aspirations and end up with some fucking old Polo. Nobody does that. And I'm just honest about this. And every other guy will nod, but then go, oh, that guy's a prick. Look at him.
Yeah, I want to hear from people in the comments about your own relationship situations and what you're doing. What you're doing for Valentine's Day. The reason we're laughing is because his aunt says, blow up dolls don't go well with cats.
See, yeah, that's what I said.
I want to hear what people are doing. I mean, like, do people still go out for dinners? Do they still? You know, I've tried this recently. What was it? 2 years ago? For me, that's recent. You go out on a date with someone you meet on like social media and then you see how it goes. You got to get out there and do things. And if you want a relationship, because let's just draw the distinction quickly. Ben clearly wants a relationship. He just doesn't know where he's going to find this 27 to 31-year-old girl with all of those qualities.
Like dark hair, natural curves.
And he's not, and it's not like you're putting your life, but it's not like you're putting your life on hold until she comes along.
No, I carry with my days.
Correct.
I've got other things in the
go. This is like you play the lotto hoping to win, but you still play the lotto. And you carry on with stuff in between, okay?
Yeah.
All right, and you probably got a better chance of meeting any number of girls that fit the description than winning the lotto.
Yes.
And yet people play the lotto.
In Joburg, it's the same thing.
Well, maybe you should get out there into the rest of the world.
I do. Some people is always like, oh, you're away again. I get out there.
I know. But maybe a little further afield.
I'm not going back to Bulgaria.
Well, we looked. We did. We found two girls who wore tracksuits and were walking in that village.
Yeah, but we're just outside of our lay season. They go back in the fridge until...
You're just a bit too picky. Relax. The first set of standards were fine. Now you're adding natural, what. Take those out. Like, just relax.
Well, then you're not excited about the person, though. You only... Guys, there's nothing better than being in a relationship where you're excited.
Can I tell you what's lovely about the randomness of nature is you could walk into a room and you could have some idea of what like the perfect girl for you looks like. And you could walk into a room and you just see someone who's drop dead gorgeous and you think, fuck, where did she come from?
Thank God.
And then suddenly all those buttons switch on. It's not.
But exactly. And I'm also, I'm of the opinion that I could walk into a room and none of the things I've just mentioned right now are apparent, but I'm attracted to someone.
Yeah.
Because that's the beauty of it
too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Be particular and be focused, but also understand that life will shock you. A 44-year-old woman might fucking blow me out of the water in life, general, okay?
And I do think...
But that's very...
I do think that there are... Like, most people have set up non-negotiables in their head, and then slowly those things become negotiable. Because you also realize, like, you know, you may not be the prize that you think you are. We all hope to live up to some expectation, and we try to take care of ourselves, and we try to be interesting and great conversation. And you try to make some money so that you're – and then someone comes along and they look at you and they're like, you're not really a prize. Got to be able to look in the mirror and be honest about that too.
Sure, but you must always aim to be the prize because that's what you're looking for. So
To get to my point though, so if you are the kind of person who wants to be in a relationship, this is your day. This is your day to make a move, right?
Yeah.
And there are probably going to be lots of people who make shots. And if the thing holding you back is the fear of rejection, I got very, very good news for you. Nobody gives a fuck. Like, people genuinely don't care. It may be a topic of discussion. You may feel a little bit uncomfortable because you think people are gossiping about you if she or he turns you down. But it's worth it anyway, because by Saturday, which is tomorrow, nobody's going to care anymore. Mm-hmm. It'll be... Oh, you know that, Sven from accounts, he came around and he asked me if we could go on a date. And I told him to get completely fucked. But I mean, you know, hopefully work won't be too weird on Monday. That'll be it. That's the worst that can happen, Sven. Go for it.
Go for it.
Just don't be creepy.
And if you're the kind of person who doesn't care about relationships, and there are some of us who really just don't care about relationships and you're satisfied, don't ruin other people's fun. Okay. Don't be like, don't poo-poo relationships and don't poo-poo love and romance and Valentine's Day. Poo-pooing is not allowed.
It's funny how within 47 minutes he's gone 180. Eh?
I know, right?
Bullshit.
I'm not
poo-pooing so hard.
The only negativity I brought in is that people who've been together for more than 10 years shouldn't be surprised by each
other. That's the negativity.
Gareth, when we started talking about this, you were like an Indian man in a rural area next to a street. You were poo-pooing the fuck out of this topic, and it's great that we've turned you around.
Yeah, that was so specific.
See, this is what makes this day so special, right? We can have conversations.
Here's an Indian man. Vyasan says, I'm happily married for 19 years this year. Glad I'm over the courting and dating. Much more difficult in this day and time. Okay.
So you're not doing anything.
He's not going to do anything because he knows what he's in for. She knows what she's in for. They're cool with each other.
Even chocolates. I'm just saying chocolates, flowers. That's it.
Okay. Ananda, sorry, I almost called you Amanda. Ananda, it looks quite hot from her picture there. She says,
looks
totally,
like you're typing.
Totally a single mom and trying to make birra tacos, high school day during Valentine's ball.
Awesome. What a great day.
Did you guys do that thing at high school where you'd give people that? Because that puts a lot of pressure on high school kids.
Yeah, that was right.
I think that's where a lot of things
go. We used to have Valentine's assembly.
Oh, really? And it would become public there?
Oh, it was so rough because the prefects were always pricks, right? Because I went to like a traditional boys' school in the 90s. It was rough. So basically...
The sodomy and beatings.
No, it wasn't that bad because the boarding school was a tiny component. But the girls' school...
Oh, so you're saying the boarding school was like...
Boarding schools, come on. You know what you're in for. But so the girls' school was like 2 kilometers away.
Yeah.
And then we were like this traditional high school.
Poor girls' school. Did they have high fences?
Not back then, actually. It was a pedo's dream. So then all the cards would come up and all the cards would go down. and then there would be roses, whatever. So if you got a rose, you're called up on stage.
Oh, wow. That's horrible to call them up on stage.
Absolute walk of shame. You have to go up on stage. And so like the prefects would read these things out. And if a girl would ever give more than like three cards, the whole school is just shouting, "Oh, slut." It was so rough.
The judgment.
This is the 90s, guys. It was different. It was meant with love. And that was always so
That's
funny.
So
and
great.
It got read out. So if a girl wrote you a poem, the whole school would hear it.
Oh, okay.
And that was like,
I don't like that. Yeah,
but Sims, hey, come on.
Because all
no poetry. Everyone thinks that they're a poet, and most of them are not.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
Yeah,
no, those ones. It was great. I really like so. My middle brother was a very good looking guy. I mean, he still is to a degree, I guess. He was older though. And in high school, he had lots of female attention. And then one year, this girl sent a poem saying, "Roses are red, violets are blue. Your dad is so sexy. What happened to you?" The whole school heard it. It was like,
but your dad laugh. Must have loved that.
Yeah, of course. But that's what, see, again, Valentine's Day. What a great day.
Yeah, all right.
It's bringing back
I like
all these.
This. All right. So I think fun. That this is, yeah, this is fun. I just remember at school, it was hilarious because people would read out their poems, but we would do it in the class, not in the assembly.
Yeah, that's so, what I know as well.
No, you know, someone recorded
and her. Some days you'd get nothing and some years you'd get lots of things.
Yeah, so I have to shout out my school for this. This is the only time everyone had to get something, right?
Oh.
Yes, the only time.
Communism.
Which I love. So what would happen was
there'd be
like a box where you can put like gifts for your crush or whatever. Yeah. And then the teacher would look, who didn't get like a chocolate and then like would then buy chocolates for the kids. But you could see it because it would be the same chocolate. So they say like everybody else got like the hot chocolates and then the teacher would buy like
and
the
hot one. This is the problem with communism is that you can tell when people are putting other stuff in to make it work.
Yes.
Right? Social engineering. But I'm pretty sure that people also found a way of making it clear who they had a liking.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That you could see that,
and also it's kind of weird when the teacher keeps buying you chocolates.
Participation.
That sounds like pedophilia
and
alert.
I think for Valentine's Day, I think that's the only time everyone should get something because then, like, people feel included, like especially when you're a kid.
Mm.
That's
participation.
Yeah, the thing about inclusion, it doesn't make you work harder. Like, I didn't get Valentine's Day stuff when
didn't
I was.
You?
And look at you now, still single.
Look, I spoke to nobody. I was a shy kid.
Oh, you've been raised in the wild.
Well, I was. I was always looking around for predators. So the Valentine's didn't really didn't register with me.
Yes.
Also, why are you
helping yourself. Yeah,
also, hang on a second. Yeah. Why are you pointing to me like some off thrown like pizza slice? I've had the longest relationship on this show out of everybody here.
So I can still judge you.
Come here, and you're single.
I can still judge you. I have every right to judge you.
Yeah, but I mean, you've got to have some context to your flippant throwaway comments, though.
Just saying. I can buy like very private.
Vyasin says the worst was if the rose that you bought for R2.50 was rejected. High school is not kind. The first thing on my list, says Super Will, is she must have a driver's license.
Gee, nice.
Do you know how many people think that is asking for too much? How can someone have so little ambition? Well, maybe they can't afford a car.
No. I don't care about that. Mobile. It's not about affording a car. It's about where do you want to go in life? Are you serious about your life? Get this license now.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's some good advice.
Also,
sorry, I should have added that to my list.
Yeah. Have a driver's license.
Have a driver's license.
Yes. And also, like, a lot of women on social media have gone out there to make ridiculous demands of what they want in a partner, what men can and cannot do. I mean, they
six
got to a point.
Salaries and
yes,
shit.
Like yeah. Got to a point where men couldn't even order a milkshake and a burger because women were like, "Oh, how dare you? Red flag! Huh? You don't have a license? Don't speak, ma'am. Don't you dare speak."
Wow, there's a lot of people coming into the firing line this morning. Women without driver's licenses.
Please.
No, but they must catch those.
I think that you. What did you say when you jokingly rejected that person? Bad hygiene. That's a non-starter, hey.
Yeah.
Like if you're a dirty person, if you're a smelly or dirty or filthy person who has, you know, like really cracked heels, you smell of body odor, you don't brush your teeth. Your hair is greasy.
No, guys, it's rough. And as you get older, there's a reality for all of us to consider. I'm just going to leave it there. You've got to just keep every single day. You know, with age comes the realization. You have to work on this shit every day.
Okay, give some advice. Not that we're in any position to do so, but Tali here says it's difficult to find men that aren't threatened by a woman that's 6'2". So silly. Don't know why that's an issue. Who doesn't want long legs wrapped around them? Lol. Okay, so.
Well, if that's your next step, you're already opening up doors.
I dated one girl who's taller than me, and I'm pretty tall. I'm like 187 centimeters. What's that in feet? 6 foot something, 2'3". Sure. I don't know. That. So I don't think tall guys are particularly bothered about, but if you below a certain height as a guy, everything's about how short you are.
Short guys are, they have it the hardest. Yeah.
So, I mean, didn't we have someone in the studio the other day? They were sitting on there and their feet didn't even.
No, they can.
Yeah. Their feet were dangling like
this. It was a tough day for them.
Yeah, there you go. It was pretty bad. I mean, those people, it's all ego all the time. And they're never going to. And you also, as a very tall girl, you don't want to be with some short guy.
I was going to ask, is she open to dating short kings?
There's no such thing as a short king.
I know we've established this. You tried to sell that a few months ago.
Yeah, it's not a good thing.
Because the reality in South Africa, which I've noticed, we don't really have the tallest guys. Mm-mm. So she also has to maybe be honest with herself.
Chop her legs off at the knees.
No, they must go for that surgery where you break your femur and then they put rods and then you go longer.
No, but she needs to go shorter.
No, the guy's going to get taller. Step up.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Bitcoin Bit says, teacher buying you chocolates, Impiwe? That sounds like a Brigitte Macron story.
Mm. Oh, my word. I'm actually watching Candace Owens' series on it.
I'm not going to watch it because I know I'm going to get pulled into some shit I don't want to be a part of. Is it crazy?
It is crazy. It is juicy. We have been lied to, and she came with receipts. I think she's on episode 4 now, and there's another
Candace
part.
Candace Owens made a whole 4 episodes on Brigitte Macron.
There's another. Broke it down like from childhood, her first episode was like, before I get into the story, let me just tell you the people that surround the Macrons, like who they're friends with, and then you realize, okay, like the entire network is enabling this whole like. Oh, go watch it, guys. Go watch it.
Okay.
I am shook.
Okay, so that's a hell of a story.
Yes.
I just saw that picture of where they show supposedly what she looked like when she was a boy, but it's actually her brother.
Yeah, so the whole thing.
But it's photoshopped.
No, but so go watch the Candace thing, right? Because the whole premise is she does like a timeline of this as well, right? Of like, hey, the story, and she also does the story that we were sold was that a boy fell in love with the teacher and the age gap was crazy, but you just had to be there. It's one of those and they love
true love story.
Yes, like it was just like one of those where they just fell deeply in love and boom shaka boom, now she's the first lady of France. And then she does a timeline of like, no, but like records show that this was actually a man and that the plastic surgeon who was spotted with her, is known for like making your face look more feminine. And then it goes even back to say, okay, cool, but there's records of the brother, but they've never been spotted together. And then it goes to the network.
Do they reckon that, because I'm not going to watch this, you're going to be our liaison officer. Do they think that Emmanuel Macron is gay and that she still has her penis?
I don't know, so we're not there yet. But there is the whole thing that the First Lady of France is a trans woman, right? So that's the statement that, and she's the first trans woman, and she's basically debunking everything that they've sold us to say that it's a teacher who fell in love with a student, but this was actually a man, and it's very like pedo behavior and like and the entire network and how they've been able to get away with it is because they have so many influential people who have also been very like, oh yeah, like we all like part of the trans community and, you know, promoting it. So this is how they've been able to get away with the lies that they've sold us.
This
for
all
years.
Sounds completely rational, yeah?
Yes, and there's proof. So she does a whole timeline. Go watch it. You know, I think a part 5 is coming out, but go watch it. She does a very good, like Candace Owens, hey, shout out to you, man, because
As most of the people in high-level roles are all freaks. I started watching that Diddy documentary on Showmax, I think it is.
Oh, is there a documentary?
The whole thing, like, yeah, that oak's just always been a piece of shit.
You know, there's so many things here that I do have to ask, and I'm trying to be open-minded. Look, I mean, there she is, right?
Mm-hmm. So there's pictures of, like, before the transformation and the brother, and when you put them side by side, that's one person.
Which one's the girl?
The one in the white, Ben.
The first lady, apparently. Oh. And this is all alleged, guys. Allegedly, yeah, please.
I don't know about the Macrons. I mean, yes. I love to joke about this stuff. I've never really looked at her and thought anything, really. It's just like the age gap was always funny. We made fun of them on the show, but I don't really think about it that much. It's like I enjoy the joke that Michelle Obama is a man. It makes me laugh, but it's purely for my own entertainment.
Big Mike's obviously a fantastic individual, but it's
Nazi. There we go. No, but you see, like,
this is a horrible one.
No, but that's the same mouth. You see what I mean? It's photoshopped. And the same nose.
Yeah, no, this is horrible. No, just watch Candace one day. Do a proper.
That's totally photoshopped.
Yeah, no, that's horrible. But Candace does a proper, and she also gives credit to the French journalists because it's not like she picked up the story on her own and was like, no.
Look, yeah. I do want to say this too. I used to be a big fan of Candace, and I thought that she was one of those brave, outspoken people. And I don't want to trash her now, but it does appear to me that she's just gone like a little bit off the rails. I'm willing to accept that she may have some very good points here. She may be making a breakthrough documentary that in a couple of years' time, people will go, oh my God, she was on the money. Mm-hmm. Cool. You know, but she's been saying a lot of weird shit.
Yeah, she's been saying a lot.
And there's Kanye levels of crazy going on there. Because Kanye, I don't know if you saw what he did, put out a T-shirt at the Super Bowl with like a swastika on it. And this was the merch he was selling. I'm like, you know, good for you for like, you know how people in fashion are always trying to be edgy. That's edgy.
Kanye doesn't like the Jews, huh?
He really doesn't like the Jews.
He really doesn't like the Jews.
He really doesn't. He hasn't got a lot of time for them. Neither does Candace, by the way.
Yeah.
The Jews are actually, the stock with the Jews is quite low at the moment.
It's not great.
They've had a rough couple of years.
They need a rebrand.
But they're going to get Gaza. They're going to make it tremendous.
They're going to make it great again.
It's going to be the Riviera of the Middle East. We're going to have hotels and casinos. It's going to be great. Anyway, we'll get to all of that. Candace is no Kanye, Garrett, says Slippery Pickle. Okay, I'm not picking a fight with the Candace Owens fans. Yes, all right, I'm really not. I don't think we're necessarily on opposite sides of everything. So just calm down, all of you, you crazy fucks. What are we going to do? We're going to take a break at 7 o'clock.
Really? Oh, wow.
That was quick.